This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Barbara. Hi, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
Well, my husband's been plagued with these headaches for like 2 months now. He defines them as low-grade headache. It's only when he sneezes or coughs or picks up something heavy or bends down. We've been to an internist. We've been to an ear, nose, and throat. We've been to a neurologist. We've had an MRI done. There's nothing there in the brain that's unremarkable. And they've given us some medication called indomethacin to take, I guess, an anti-inflammatory. But they're mentioning spinal fluid, and I'm kind of getting worried. I mean, he's continuing to do his daily routines, putting off everything else. But.
So he's had his workup done. And,
right.
And just no one, all the doctors that you've been to, no one can really figure it out, right?
Right.
Where does it stand? What do they tell you to do? I'm curious.
It's, all they've given me is a prescription for indomethacin.
That's it? Just the indomethacin?
Yeah, that's it. And my response to the doctor is that it? You're just going to give him something for the pain, and we're not going to find out what this is from and cure it? And evidently, they don't know. They're calling it a cough headache. I mean, technically, cough headache.
How's his blood pressure?
His blood pressure's great.
Is it? Where does the headache hurt the most? I know you said when he bends over, it makes it hurt, but
when
does it ever hurt when he's...
When he coughs or when he sneezes, and he says initially it's a stabbing pain, and then it's just a dull throb that just goes away after a while. But
where does it hurt, though?
Where, on his head?
Yeah, like over the right eye or the left eye, the back of the head?
In the back. In the back, and he
does
something on the side.
Does he drink a lot of coffee?
He drinks decaf.
Okay.
And it only
has a stress level. How's his stress level?
Well, he's retired, so I would think he'd have a lot of stress. I can't imagine where it's coming from if he's having a lot of stress. So.
What did he do for a living for years?
Office work.
Mm-hmm. Did he run a company?
We're retired now, so...
No. What did he do up to the point he got retired?
Well, he worked for the government in the D.C. area.
Okay.
Just an office job. So.
The reason I'm asking is, does he miss his work?
No. No, we're very happy.
Life is much happier. Okay, I got it. Because sometimes men, when they retire, it can almost become more stressful, and you can see weird things can happen in the body. Headaches, I mean, arthritis. You start getting all kinds of weird symptoms when men... That's why I'm going down that rabbit trail, is I'm trying to figure out exactly...
We're retired. We have a vegetable farm, and
that's amazing.
We do our own thing, and we're outside all day, and we eat organically and raise organically. So we can't figure this out. He's really healthy, and
Okay. Does he sleep all right? Has his sleep patterns? Are they pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he does.
Okay. And it only hurts when he coughs, sneezes, strains, or otherwise, right? Not just when he's hanging out normally.
Right.
Okay. Does he exercise?
Yes.
Fantastic.
We
More
get a
cardio
lot.
Or weightlifting?
Both, actually. We go to the gym, so he's lifting weights. And, of course, we have a lot of work around here. So
well, now that's straining. Does it give him a headache when he works out with weights?
He hasn't said it does, so I'm assuming no.
Huh.
It's usually when he bends over and picks something up, which I thought initially it's your sinuses, but nothing showed up.
No. I'll tell you what, it sounds to me to be more of a structural based headache because of the straining that would come from, say, doing bicep curls or bench press or shoulder press machine or whatever it might be, there's still some straining involved there. And if that's not giving him a headache, and the increase of blood flow from the working out and the exercising is not affecting him, that's a really good sign. So, see, those are more clues that are very, very helpful. Here's my thoughts. If it was me, this is what I would do. If he's having those kind of headaches and you've done the complete workup and the medical doctors and the physicians have given him the endomethacin and they're scratching their heads and they're just saying, well, let's see how this works. What that means is when a doctor gives you medicine and says, let's see how this works, it usually means, I'm not real sure what it is. This is my best guess. So let's just keep an eye on it. And that's not knocking it. I mean, that's just, they've kind of come to the end of their rope and they're doing the best they can. And that's a good thing because they're doing everything they can to help him. You know, they're not being bad doctors. They're doing what they can to help. So here's the thought. Remember, there's three sides to the health triangle. And the body's affected by every one of these sides. All three sides are important. And one side affects the other. So you got the mental side, brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, subconscious mind. You got the chemical side. And that's how your body chemistry functions, how the heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, liver, pancreas, thyroid, how all that stuff works. And then you've got the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Now, the nerves control everything in the body. The interesting thing about that is that the nerves go in through the spinal cord, out of the spinal cord, rather, through the vertebral bones, and then out into the different organ systems and various tissues within the body. Well, the ones that go up and through the cervical region, the neck, kind of the base of the neck, the occipital area, all of that part of the region of the body would be good to have someone look at that, and potentially they can do certain tests on it, and there might be even some manipulations that they would want to do in their own style. That would be beneficial, and it's definitely something to look into, without a shadow of a doubt. I think if you don't, he would be doing himself a disservice in not looking down that route and letting them evaluate and even doing some of their treatments along the way. Because when headaches like that are unexplained, a lot of times they can be chemical, they can be genetic. There's a lot of different factors that can be environmental toxins that could be causing some of that. But the structural part we see often with headaches, and it's one of the least areas to be addressed. It's kind of whenever nothing else works, let's go that way. And believe it or not, the structural part of the body plays such a key role and is so important. It's vital for someone to look at it in that regard. So all the horror stories you hear about with people getting hurt and injured, it's you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than that happening. So don't let that worry you. It's actually care that is very good and that he could really benefit from, I think. So take a peek at that. Get with a DO, Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, and keep me posted. You can always call me back on 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
And join and catch up with everything going on behind the scenes with the show and all the new information coming out. Great information about our weekly email newsletter. So if you're not signed up for that, U.S. government sends home health care money to states. A new report says that states stand to gain billions of dollars as provisions in the U.S. health care plan to move Medicaid patients out of institutions come online, with 13 states awarded $45 million in grants on Tuesday. And the Health and Human Services Agency said this, that Medicaid is the health program for the poor that was greatly expanded under the health care reform. Extended Medicaid's reach, the U.S. government is also increasing reimbursements sent to states and awarding new grants for the program. Still, most states are worried they will not have enough money to administer many of the parts of the health care plan and are requesting waivers for implementing components they cannot afford under their stretched budgets. Now, many are also trying to block the law in federal courts, saying it usurps states and individuals' rights. Florida, which is leading a multi-state legal challenge to the law, was one of the 13 states awarded a grant to move the elderly people with disabilities and Medicaid recipients with mental illnesses from nursing homes and other institutions back into their homes or communities. The federal government said the grants will likely help 13,000 people. Massachusetts received the largest grant of $13.5 million, followed by Minnesota, which was awarded $13.4 million in the grants. Starting in October, states will also receive a 6% increase in the federal reimbursements for providing nurses and other home-based support to people on Medicaid. Through 2014, states could see a total of $3.7 billion in new funds to pay for attendants who help individuals with daily activities such as bathing, and also help move people by paying for utility deposits, rent, or household supplies. It's a great thing. Great thing to for what they're doing with the elderly and people that are a little bit more challenged with their health care, to get them in better positions and with better care, more, I guess, care that is closer to home, so it doesn't feel so disconnected. 888-283-7272. Jason from Chicago writes in an email, which you can always send me. It says, my dad's 58. He's just been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Is it too late to help him? Never too late, Jason. That's the one thing. Realize that. It's never too late to help someone. It's never too late for someone to get well. It's never too late for there to be a turnaround in someone's health. There could always be a change. But the key is making the right kind of choices every single day. Now, are there genetics that play a role? Yes. Is there some damage that probably has been done with congestive heart failure that's irreversible? Yes. But it's never too late. Never too late to help someone. Never too late to walk with a health challenge with someone. It's never too late. So my biggest encouragement for you is get him started on the basics. Make sure his diet is sound. Make sure the foods he's putting in his body, very good. Make sure he can handle even the smallest amount of exercise, which his doctor probably doesn't want him to do too much, but at least make sure he's doing something. Drinking plenty of water, half his body weight in ounces of water every single day. So many things he can be doing to make sure that he has the optimal health that he can have. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, doctor.
Good to talk with you, man.
I got a question. I got a friend who, she's always got really purple feet, and this just started recently. She's always had cold feet, and she just started having purple feet.
Okay.
And she's always got really clammy hands, kind of like sweaty hands. But I was just wondering if there could be, I've always thought about circulation. I've, you know, Googled everything I could find, but I'm just not finding, you know, enough information for me to even want to take in as far as just from the kind of information that I'm getting from the Internet. So I was just wondering if there was a, if you had an idea or we could pinpoint of something, you know, what that could be.
What is her age?
She's about 17. She's Mexican, and she lives in Tucson, Arizona, so it's really dry, hot. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
No, it's, no, I know what you're saying, though. No, not really. I mean, purple. Her feet turn purple. Is that something new that started, or it's been there for a while?
It started about, I guess, a week ago. And they've always been really cold. And doctors have always said she's had some kind of weird problem, and they've never been able to pinpoint what it was. But this is new, so I didn't know if there was, you know, if you know anybody or have ever dealt anybody that had that problem.
Well, it just depends. I mean, does it hurt? Does it ache when it turns purple like that?
Mm-mm, doesn't hurt.
No pain at all whatsoever?
Mm-mm.
Has she gone to the doctor since it started turning purple?
Not yet. I think she went today, but I haven't talked to her.
But you haven't talked to her. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the old adage is, I mean, with extremities like that, especially more in the hands, there can be just an extreme, you know, kind of an achiness and cold feeling in the hands. And it's typically Raynaud's, you know, and there can be a lot of different things associated with that. It's rarely seen in the feet. So for the feet to start turning colors, it could, you know, obviously vascular, but if the doctors have looked at it and you don't know what they have said yet, I'd be curious to see, because, I mean, again, it's one thing to say, well, they're purple and they're cold, but they don't hurt and there's no achiness or no pain to it. It's, you just need to be able to see that. And that's where going to the doctor's office and all that is really good. But when you have circulation issues like that, she could be deficient in some things. If it came on out of nowhere, I mean, granted, she may have always had cold extremities, but it could be several things. I mean, it could be everything from red blood cells being anemic. It could be, my goodness, there's so many things that it could be with that. Rutin is really good for vessel health, and if you've got anything weird going on, it's a supplement you get at a health food store, but it's Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, can be very good. And, you know, again, with vascular-related issues, simple things. It's the simple things, like CoQ10, all those kind of supplements are very good for vascular health, can help the extremities tremendously, especially if they're always cold. And the discoloration is where the doctor's opinion is going to come in. And I'd be curious to know. If you want to email me, you can shoot it to me. Thanks for the call.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is still on a roll. The core personal consumption expenditures price index jumped 5.2% in March from a year ago. It's the index the Federal Reserve keeps a close eye on when it looks at inflation. If food and energy prices are included, the PCE jumped by 6.6%. That's the biggest jump since January 1982. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion in taxpayer money in the latest package for Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress is wasting little time preparing the bill.
We were ready with our Appropriations Committee to start writing as soon as we got the numbers from the Office of Management and Budget and the President's announcement made public, and we hope to, as soon as possible, pass that legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
There were lots of fireworks on Capitol Hill during a briefing by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, Thursday called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a traitor to the United States.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They compare you to Benedict Arnold. You know, no parent with the last name Arnold names their kid Benedict. They wonder, what will the Mayorkas family do down the road?
Mr. Buck tells Newsmax his constituents are alarmed at the rate the Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
You let millions of people in, you have an amnesty program, and you completely bypass the legal system that we have for immigration. It is unbelievable that he would combine those two things.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Health experts are praising the FDA's plan to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. Jennifer Kofer heads the End Tobacco Program at MD Anderson Cancer Center. She says the minty taste of menthols mask the harshness of tobacco, and that makes it easier for kids to pick up the habit. The proposed ban has been in the works for more than a decade. The next step is a public comment period, which runs through July 5th. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Your health really is your greatest wealth.
Do you view it that way?
They've been given a diagnosis and you think, well, I guess I'm just stuck with this. It's what my grandma has, what grandpa had, and now this is what I have, and so I might as well just take it, suck it up, and deal with it. It's not true. Your health is your greatest wealth. So realize this. The body is pretty amazing. As we say in the South, pretty darn amazing. Because 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well.
But you have to be willing to change. And only you can take responsibility for your health. No one else can. No one else can. No one else can take responsibility for your health for you but you. And people, that's what they always want to do. Everyone wants to take a pill, and they hope the pill is going to correct everything with their health. And it won't. It never will. And you have to be willing to make the changes every single day on your own. And you have some support. You can have friends support and family support, but no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And that's what we're here for, to help you go from where you are to where you need to be in your health. We're going to kick it off now with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hello. How are you?
I'm living well.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I had a complete 5 years ago, and I never was put on any type of hormone therapy, and they tried me on bioidentical hormones, and they didn't help me. They tried me on estradiol, and it didn't help me. I reckon I'm just, like you say, stuck, and I don't know what to do. I go to the doctor. My blood pressure's out of control. I don't have any type of, I don't know how to say this, my body's just not the same. And I can't do anything about it. And it's, I don't know how to live with it. I don't know what to do. I've tried everything. And I can't get over it. I don't know how to deal with it.
I got it. Is it mostly your energy levels that you're concerned with?
I don't have any energy. I don't sleep.
Okay.
I have the mood swings. It looks like if it was hormonal, from not having any hormones, they would put me on it when they operated on me. They even took out my appendix. And I'm just tired all the time. My back kills me.
I get it. Now, have you gone to your doctors, and have they done anything? Have they just told you this is it? This is the best it's going to get? Or have they offered any suggestions or options for you?
They will put me, first they put me on clonazepam, and I slept 2 days on one tablet. They didn't tell me I could break the tablet in two, because some tablets you can't crush or break or chew or anything like that. I brought myself off of it. And then they put me on Prozac, and I woke up one morning after I had took the largest dose that they had put me on, and I didn't even know who anybody else was, not alone myself. I said, I cannot take this, and it's not mixing with my blood pressure medicine.
Sure.
Well, after that, they had tried me on the estradiol patch. They tried me on Vival, and they tried me on another type of pill, and it didn't help me. And I think finally he just got disgusted with me. And now, since I've been without hormones all this time, my back, the center of my back, up at the top, where your pituitary line goes, it hurts me constantly. I don't know what to do. My legs are always tired. I don't know what to do.
Okay. It's all right. I understand. I know you're in a tough place. I get that. Here's kind of the foundation. When you've gone through and had a complete, like you talked about, and you've had a hysterectomy, and all of these different changes are taking place in your body, you have to kind of step back and say, okay, what is working? It feels like everything's falling apart, but what is working? And what can I do to make some changes? Because if everything feels like it's falling apart, you don't feel good, you don't have energy, you ache, you hurt. I mean, I get that.
Usually for breakfast I have bacon and eggs. I don't eat the bread. If I have a snack, I'll have a piece of fruit or something like that. For dinner I'll have a piece of, if I fry my meat, I fry it in canola oil without any flour or anything. And then I usually have a green vegetable or maybe a salad. I don't eat a lot of junk food. That's something I don't do. And I drink tea. But I usually use Equal Splenda in my tea. I don't eat a lot of sweets. But if they put me on a hormone, it's like I blow up overnight.
Yeah, I got it.
So I'm eating right.
You are eating pretty well. Now, I'm gonna change a couple things based on what you said, but I am proud of you. It's not like you're eating a ton of junk food. Lunch needs to, you need to make sure that you include always at every meal. Let me just say this. You need a lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. You need a low glycemic carbohydrate, fruits and vegetables, and you're doing that. And then you always need a good healthy fat. See, here's an issue too. Hormones in the body are, even though you've had a hysterectomy, your body still produces estrogen in the fat cells. So the body is pretty amazing, and it's quite resilient. So even though you remove parts from the body, it will compensate and can work very well in other areas. So something to consider for yourself is to make sure you go in and you balance everything out within your diet, first of all. Lean proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. Your fats are going to be really, really important. Because the fats don't make you fat. Remember that. That's a key component. Fats don't make you fat, but they actually are going to make a big difference in your overall health with your hormones and the way you feel, aches and pains. They lower inflammation. And almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, very important to be taking cod liver oil every day, at least a tablespoon. Don't do the gel caps, at least a tablespoon of the oil every single day. And matter of fact, the Foundational Four supplements would be the top priority in my eyes. And I'm just a big fan, and that's why I talk a lot about in my book and here on the show. I'm just a big believer. These are the four things that we don't get in our food supply that we need. And that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to break our food down, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D, and probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in our digestive tract. So real simple to follow, but yet so, I mean, critical for overall health, and something that I would desperately encourage you to look into. White willow bark is really good too for some of the aches and the pains, but getting that gut cleaned out, meaning everything. Canola oil, don't cook with that anymore because it turns to a trans fat and one of the number one cancer causing agents that we have. If you're going to cook with any kind of oil, there's three. There is coconut oil, very good. There's also butter, regular butter, and then grapeseed oil. So any of those are going to be fine to cook with. Coconut oil and butter are the top two. If you've got to go with grapeseed, go with that. And you'll notice a big, big difference in your overall health, energy levels, and the way that you feel. Now, energy is going to be comprised of a couple of things. With hysterectomy, it could be a result of estrogen, could be a result of progesterone as well. But the adrenal glands, are the body's stress glands. And when they get worn out, when they get tired, when they're not functioning at their peak level, which they're two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys. So if they're not working at their best, then your body's not going to function at its best. And it's important to get those built up, keep them strong. Vitamin B5, vitamin C, pantothenic acid, all of that works hand in hand to keep those adrenals functioning at a peak level, at a high level, and keeping them at the place that they need to be. So something to encourage you to look into, B5, pantothenic acid, and also vitamin C. So I hope that helps. Knowing this, things like black cohosh can help, wild yamroot can help, but make sure you work with your physician getting blood work done. Don't just take a bunch of supplements and just hope you feel better. Get with a doctor that can monitor your hormones, even if you decide not to do the bioidenticals and all that, which I'm not telling you to do that. But getting the blood work done and or saliva test, however you want to do that, however your doctor wants to monitor it, seeing exactly how your body's responding, how it's functioning, and what it needs so it can function at the highest level, Marilyn. But one thing don't lose is your hope. Don't lose the fact that even though you've had a hysterectomy and you feel like you're falling apart, you know, the one thing you've got to remember is You're not falling apart. Your body's not going to just collapse on you. You know, you can do well. Your body can recover in many ways. And you can have vitality again. It's not over. It may feel like it's over, but it's not. And you can have energy again. And, you know, the goal here is to get Linda back. We need Linda to be the best Linda that Linda can be. And we need you to be all you can be. But see, the thing is, no one else can help you. No one else can do this. You have to do it for you. And even on the days you don't feel like exercising, you get out and exercise. On the days where you don't have any energy, you've got to tell yourself, self, I'm not going to let you beat me today. You have a little self-talk. That's what we always say. And people say, well, I don't, you know, talking to yourself is crazy. It's not. And sometimes the only motivator we have is ourselves. It means you be a certain way, you do it, and then you have it. So be well in your mind. Do the things it takes to be well that you know textbook-wise that you have to do to be well. And then you'll have it. It's amazing how that works. It's more than visualization. It's about taking radical action. But just know this, you're already on a good path. Get your mind right. Start doing the things today that may be a little bit difficult and watch how your body can change.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Jesse, you're on. How can I help?
I was curious to ask you a question about this health challenge that I have. And it's last maybe 5 days ago, I woke up one morning and I have this pain, and it radiates from like the xiphoid process all the way up to my larynx. And it goes, I can even feel it through my back. You know, it's like a, now I had pericarditis one time.
Sure.
And it feels similar to that. But I went to the doctor today, and it's not that, he said. And he's sending me to a GI guy. And they said because of the pain and where it's at, they're getting me in rather quick. They got me in tomorrow already. And I was wondering, with that being said, I also have, I have Barrett's, and I've had that for about 10 years. I was diagnosed with it 10 years ago, but I had the Neeson fundoplication at the same time. They found the Barrett's, and I was just wondering, you think it's esophagus related? Also, my head, if I bend over, my head goes below my waist. It's unbearable. I mean, the pain is, or if I belch, the pain is really shoots up. But it's not acid. It's not burning. It's just, it's a deep pain, sharp pain.
Well, the Barrett's, let's talk about that. How are you dealing with, I mean, obviously you've had acid reflux then for a long time, right?
Yeah, I had it for 18 years before they decided to, you know, diagnose it and fix it.
Yeah. And so for the most part, is it taken care of?
Yeah. When epinephrine was done, I didn't have a bit of trouble, but they did keep me on Prilosec pretty much about 60 milligrams a day. And now I'm taking something called, I think it's called Xylocant or something like that. I don't know. It's a new PPI, proton pump inhibitor.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's working okay, right?
It's more powerful,
right?
They said.
But it's working okay?
Yeah. There's no acid. There's no burning. And that's what he asked me. You got anything coming up in your mouth? And I said, no, not at all. There's nothing like that. I think the Neeson's still working great. But the Neeson's still working great. And it's just this pain. I don't know where, you know, just all of a sudden. What I will tell you, that I missed taking my Prilosec for 2 days. And I didn't have it. And the second day was pretty rough, so I went out and got it. And then, and after that, that's when the pain started.
Do you eat much dairy products at all? Like cheese, yogurt, milk?
Oh, I love yogurt. Yeah, I eat a lot of yogurt. But I drink, but the only other dairy thing I eat is goat milk. I drink a lot of raw goat milk.
Raw goat milk, okay. What about breads and things like that? Do you eat much of that?
No.
Pasta, bread?
No, I stay away from bread. I used to work out hard, and I know about, you know, staying away from bread and pasta and that.
And all that kind of thing. So what does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, typically? Jesse, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think we must have lost. Yeah, we lost Jesse. That's okay. All right, well, here's the deal, Jesse. The bottom line is if you're not really eating gluten, which, you know, gluten's the protein found in the breads, pasta, all the flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that, that's always a big key. And if you're getting that constant pain in that area, it could be still part of the Barrett's possibility that still some residual from that. But the other thing that you can consider in that area, if you've got the constant burning, is that possibly you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Betaine hydrochloride you can take as a supplement form, or you can use apple cider vinegar. That works very, very well. And you can also consider aloe vera juice and glutamine. Both of those can be very, very beneficial to when you're dealing with that sort of pain. Now, if you're having more of it, if it feels more structural, meaning you're seeing from the xiphoid right there, and it is more of a kind of an achy pain through that area, which I would ask you next, I would consider going to somebody that works on the structural part of the body, bones, muscles, nerves, which would be an osteopathic physician, even someone like a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician. They all could look in that area and kind of rule things out a little bit, because if you had Barrett's, which is a serious condition, I mean, Barrett's can turn into cancer, no doubt about it. But when you had Barrett's and it's gone to that level, then getting those kind of pains within there can be a little bit of a challenge, but it's something that, you know, you just gotta keep an eye on. Keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272. CNN reported about how cell phone exposure increases brain cell activity. The radiation emitted after just 50 minutes on a mobile phone increases the activity in the brain cells. According to a new government-funded study, the effects of that brain activity are not known, said the researchers who called for more study. Phones that were turned off did not create the same brain activity. And the small study published in the Journal of American Medical Association was the first to look specifically at how electromagnetic radiation from cell phones affects glucose metabolism, a normal function in the brain. The brain activity means that cells are using glucose to create energy, and the brain normally produces the amount of glucose it needs to function properly. But these new findings don't tell us whether activating the cells artificially, in this case by cell phone radiation, will have a negative effect on our health. They say they simply don't know and calls for further investigation. All kinds of things I believe we're going to find about cell phones and how they're affecting our health, and probably not for the positive. And I'm the world's worst using a BlackBerry all day long. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.